Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Now we know. Governor Baker is out, and so is Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido. The pair ended long-running speculation earlier today when they sent out an official statement over email that opened with the quote, "After several months of discussing with our families, we have decided not to seek re-election in 2022, end quote. Just now, the Lieutenant Governor and the Governor in a press conference reiterated the reasoning from that statement and that they will not be running for their current offices in 2022. The Governor's race starts now. Here with us to break it all down is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks and Joe Battenfeld, columnist for the Boston Herald. Anthony, welcome.
Hi, Tiziana. Nice to be with you. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tiziana, how are you?
Great, thanks. Great to have you both. Anthony, I think you were listening to Pulido and Baker. What did you just hear?
Yeah, I was listening to some of that. And let's talk first about the written statement they released earlier in the day. They said that after several months of discussion with their families, they've decided not to seek re-election. They said basically that a campaign would have been a distraction from managing the pandemic, work that Baker said and Pulido said, quote, cannot and should not be about politics and the next election. Here's a little more of what they said in that statement. If we were to run, it would be a distraction that would potentially get in the way of many things we should be working on for everyone in Massachusetts. We want to focus on recovery, not on the grudge matches political campaigns devolve into. And just moments ago, the governor, speaking to reporters, said that there's still a ton of work to do to recover from the pandemic, and that both he and Lieutenant Governor Pulido want to make that the focus of the next year. Finally, one of the questions that was sort of shouted out from the press corps was that, are you running for national office? Are you going to run for president? Baker laughed and said, no.
So,
no, the question was, are you ruling it out? And he laughed and said, yeah. We're ruling it out.
All right. So there you go. So ending speculation on a couple of fronts there. Joe Battenfeld, I want to turn to you because you had a column up fairly quickly after the news was confirmed today and that email came out. You know, I've been listening to pundits for weeks, some saying he will run, some saying he won't run. This would have been his third term. He's one of the most popular governors in the country. Are you surprised by the announcement today?
I'm somewhat surprised, not too surprised. I think it was about a 50-50 proposition whether he would run again. I am surprised that Karen Pulido bowed out. That's the real shocker to me, because most people had assumed that she was the heir apparent if Baker decided not to run. So I was surprised at that. And as far as Baker goes, citing his family, what politicians always cite their family when they say they're not going to run for office. But in reality, there are political factors that are as important, if not more important. And the big political factor here was Charlie Baker may not have won the primary, his own primary. And he's not very popular in the Republican Party among conservatives. And he would have been, even if he had won the primary, he certainly would have been bloodied up and been a wounded candidate coming into the general election.
So I want to stay on this Karen Pulido thing for a minute, and I'm actually going to pull back the curtain a little here and tell you, Joe and Anthony, you may have seen this too. Our newsroom has taken the position that we can't confirm that she's not running for governor, that one could interpret the message today as she is not seeking re-election as lieutenant governor. Now, I couldn't hear everything at the press conference, and they're still answering questions, but I'm interested in your reactions, both of you, to that. Anthony, maybe you first.
You know, I didn't get to hear the rest of the press conference where Pulido might have spoken to that issue. I take the statement that came out from both of them at face value, that they both said they're not running. Now, it's true, you might interpret that as they're not running as a team, and maybe that provides a little bit of a space for Pulido to come out later and say she is going to run. But that's not the way I'm reading that statement right now. But it's certainly a fair question and one that we'll seek to clarify in the coming hours, if not day or two.
So, Joe, anything you want to add to that, or should I just assume that you're thinking the same way given your previous comment?
Yeah, I feel the same way. And, I sources are telling us that she's not running for governor, too. So we're hearing from both sides.
So let's stay with that for a second, Joe. I find personally that announcement, if that's where she's going, as interesting, if not more interesting, than the governor's announcement. And I wonder what you think it says about the state of the Republican Party in Massachusetts.
The state of the Republican Party is, they put out a statement just a little while ago, Jim Lyons, the chairman of the party, basically celebrating Baker's decision not to run and basically saying this is the party of Donald Trump right now. Massachusetts Republican Party is the party of Donald Trump, which totally rules out Baker and Pulido as far as their inclusion in the party. I thought it was a pretty, shocking statement by the chairman of the party when his own governor decides not to run and they're celebrating it.
So, Anthony, as you know, we've talked about it before on air, former state representative Jeff Deal has announced he was running months ago. We talked to him here on Radio Boston. He issued I should note also that President Trump has endorsed him. Former President Trump has endorsed him as the mayoral candidate. Governor's candidate in Massachusetts. If you stay with me, I will get through this sentence and get it right.
No, I know where you're going.
Right. So Deal issued a statement in response to Baker's announcement a couple hours ago. Anthony, I want to read you a little bit of it. While I have often differed on policy with this administration, I have always liked Charlie Baker and Karen Pulido personally, and I wish them the best in their future endeavors. I'm honored and gratified to have been endorsed by former President Trump to be the next governor of Massachusetts, and I look forward to a spirited campaign presenting my vision for the future of Massachusetts. End quote. Reactions, Anthony?
Well, it's an interesting moment for Jeff Deal. I think there's an opportunity here. There's also a big question for him. The opportunity, obviously, is right now. He's got the sort of path to the Republican nomination sort of lined up pretty well, although there's a chance that other Republicans might jump into the race as well. I think the challenge for him is he had really defined himself as the sort of Trump candidate, the Trump-endorsed candidate, and the anti-Charlie Baker moderate Republican candidate. The Republican Party in Massachusetts has often referred to Baker as a rhino or Republican in name only. And I think Deal was really planning to run on that. Now, starting now, why would he do that? Because clearly he's not going to win statewide in a general election on that message. So I think it sort of presents a quandary to the Deal campaign. Do you start tacking toward the middle now? Do you model your campaign after a kind of Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, where, maybe you whistle to the Trump base, but you try to do something a little more moderate that might appeal statewide to independents and more moderate voters?
But and he I just think unseated it Terry McAuliffe. Democrat Terry McAuliffe for the governor's
correct.
Seat.
Yeah. But I think that's the sort of challenge and the kind of conversations that must be happening in sort of Deal headquarters right now.
So, Joe Battenfeld, there are probably conversations going on all over the place. Twitter has been a mass, I would say, or awash this afternoon with speculation about other people running. You're reporting that on the Republican side, former state representative Shauna O'Connell, seriously considering, she's now the mayor of Taunton, running in the Republican primary. There are, of course, three Democrats already announced, Ben Downing, Harvard professor Danielle Allen, State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, all of whom we've also spoken with here on Radio Boston. Of course, everyone's waiting on Maura Healey. And I wonder, other speculation, is this race blown wide open? What do you think's coming in, let's say, the next 7 days?
I do think Healey will probably get in the race. She said she's weighing personal considerations right now, so we don't know what those are. But I think that she probably will get in and would be the favorite, because you're talking about Danielle Allen has a lot of potential, I think. So does Sonia Chang Diaz. And so Healey would not be just a shoo-in to get in. I mean, she's facing some tough competition there if she does run. But I do think that she has the broadest appeal statewide right now.
So, Anthony, you know, there's the news headline, and then there's the headline one writes for analysis, like the second headline. In your mind, the main story is who's not running today. But what's the story underneath that? What's the headline in your mind underneath that, Anthony?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if it's the headline, but I think the next big question that we're all waiting for an answer to, Joe referred to it just a moment ago, and that is Maura Healey going to run? I agree with Joe that Maura Healey is going to run. I think she's been dying to run for a while, so I'd be really surprised if she doesn't run. She did talk today on Bloomberg. She said that she really appreciates the tremendous service that Governor Charlie Baker has offered and will continue to offer to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And she was asked straight out if she'd made a decision or when she would make a decision about her own gubernatorial bid. And she said, soon, but today is about acknowledging and appreciating the service of Governor Baker. So to me, that's sort of the next big question. And if she does run, you know, a lot of people have already talked about now that Baker's out, this race is wide open. I don't think it is wide open if Healey runs. She has enormous statewide, she has a lot of money. She's won statewide and run won. She's well known and reasonably popular. She can run on, you know, suing the Trump administration and Purdue Pharma, and has got a record to run on. I think she'd be really tough to beat. Although I take Joe's point that she'll be up against some serious opponents within the Democratic Party.
So, Joe Battenfeld, back to you. Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Pulido made a lot of comments about campaigning being distracting. In their email today, made a lot of comments about the work of the pandemic that they're focused on. Governor Baker in the press conference made a fairly snide remark about the state of discourse in campaign politics. Is he just done? And are we at a point where we're going to see different people willing to run, given the state, especially on the Republican side? You talked about the battles inside the state party just in a minute or less.
I don't think Baker is totally ruled out his political life. I think he could still have another run in him, whether it's for Senate or something like that. So I don't think he's totally finished. But I do think it's interesting that he talked about, you know, the distraction of the political discourse today and how damaging that is. And he would have been damaged. There's no doubt about it. He would have had to defend his record. He would have been attacked by conservatives on a daily basis. So it certainly would have been a distraction to his work. But I don't think that was the number one reason why he's not running. I think it was because he felt he probably didn't, you know, was possibly could lose the primary.
Joe Battenfeld, columnist for the Boston Herald, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Tiziana.
And listeners, you can find more on the press conference when you tune in at 4 o'clock to All Things Considered today here on WBUR. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.